the newest football booster club, and it's time to meet these nuts. This is the UBM Report. I'm Alvin Washington. Those stories plus your Weather Channel national forecast on the way. Drivers who use the Jane Byrne interchange should plan ahead to avoid traffic headaches as major closures take effect this week. WLS-TV in Chicago says the ramp from the inbound Kennedy Expressway to Congress Parkway is closed and won't reopen until August 31st. Drivers should leave extra early for work and plan alternate routes or take public transportation. Lincoln Park High School in Chicago is trying to raise money for its football teams to compete with better-funded suburban squads. A report from DNA Info says for the first time, the neighborhood school at 2001 North Orchard Street has formed a booster club dedicated to raising money toward the football program, including equipment, jerseys, headsets, and team meals. Head coach Vince DeFrancesco, an assistant coach last year, said the decision to form the club has more to do with making sure the Lincoln Park Lions can compete with their suburban counterparts and less to do with recent district-wide cuts in the CPS. The 15-year-old boy behind the presidential campaign of D's Nuts said he plans to take his practical joke, quote, as far as America wants to take it. Brady Olson, a Wallingford, Iowa teenager whose identity as D's Nuts was confirmed by a tweet from his father, told Rolling Stone magazine he is a 15-year-old incoming high school sophomore with no day job, no kids, no marriage. Olson says his campaign is, quote, half trying to break the two-party system, half frustration with the front runners. Weather Channel national forecast. Sunny here in Chicago, a high of 82. New Orleans, storms high 91. Sacramento, sunny and a high of 89. Have news the community can use? Email us, ubmnewstips@gmail.com. Alvin Washington, UBM News, Chicago.